everybody around the world thinks their melons are the best. The Chinese think theirs, their Hami melon's the best. The French think their Charente is the best. And I think I have found the best one, and it's in Central Asia. But a good melon is a wonderful thing. I'm Jim McCrite. I'm with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Agricultural Research Service, and I'm stationed in Salinas, California, which is about 200 miles from Davis. I work on lettuce and melons, probably 60% melon, 40% lettuce, and then 100% administrative responsibilities for the location where I'm stationed. This is the U.S. Agricultural Research Station in Salinas. We have one management unit, the Crop Improvement and Protection Research Unit. And right now we have 14 ARS scientists and three UC Davis faculty and a small APHIS group, which is the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. It's a sister agency in USDA. Well, cucurbit area of research is pretty small. We're a minor crop or a specialty crop, I guess is the current parlance. So it's nice to bring people from around the world to see what people are doing in different labs, and we have a lot of commonalities in terms of diseases and insect pests. Many of us have gone to graduate school together, so we have that, you know, background behind us, but not in all cases. So there's now maybe three different cucurbit meetings going on at different intervals. This group, the American-based one, is not connected to a particular institution or organization. It's just we kind of bootstrap it and move it around the country. And I think this is the ninth time we've had it in the U.S. starting in 1980. There were a couple gaps. The last one was in Michigan. Then there's the Eucarpia group in Europe that is part of a larger group of commodities. And then the International Society for Horticultural Science has a meeting that meets every about 5 years. So this year we're in Davis, and then in 2020 we'll be in Almeria, Spain with the Eucarpia. And then in the meantime, the ISHS group will meet in Ghent, Belgium in July of 2019. So we bring different experiences and different viewpoints. One case is cucurbit yellow stunting disorder virus that showed up in California in 2006. A colleague of mine who visited me in 1987 came to work on a yellowing virus of melons in Spain called beet pseudo-yellows virus, transmitted by the greenhouse whitefly. Well, she went home to work on this resistance in melon, and within a few years, cucurbit yellow stunting disorder virus, CYSDV, had shown up in Spain, and now that was the new virus. So she had a sort of an edge, a head start on me on this virus, and so when it showed up in California, we knew about her work and her materials, and we just happened to have some other materials in the field, and we found out that we had other sources of resistance, but we still are working with the original material that she described in probably around 2000, I think, is when they published. So she would have been working with it since 1995 or 96. So it's good that, you know, you learn from what someone else is doing ahead of you. California has a climate ideal for seed production, and so a lot of companies, seed companies, are here for that reason. We have a wide diversity of crops as well, so they're producing seeds tailored to the California growing conditions, whether you're down by the Mexican border or up north of Sacramento in the Sacramento Valley. Davis was an offshoot of the Berkeley campus and was known as the farm for many years, but became power, if you will, or, you know, a well-known place just for agricultural research on its own right. And the seed companies have built around here. The Davis faculty have strategically created organizations within the campus here that reach out to the industry. And so this collaboration or relationship between industry and UC Davis has really developed. The QCAP has been a real boon for the U.S. Researchers. It's funded by the U.S. government through the NIFA program in USDA, and it's brought cucumber, melon, watermelon, and squash together. We've pretty much known each other, but it's enabled us to tap into some significant funds for research that we wouldn't necessarily have available because, again, we're specialty crops. There's not a lot of money out there. But with, say, Zhang Junfei at Cornell, at BTI, Boyce Thompson Institute, as being kind of a centerpiece because of the genomics aspect of it. Then we're all kind of plugged into his expertise in that lab that has really helped the Mellon group that I'm leading in this. So we've been able to do some things that we couldn't do otherwise. The industry doesn't have the capacity to support it.
Dong Jun Fei. My lab is mainly focused on genomics and bioinformatics. Currently, this new technology, sequencing technology, revolutionized the research field and also the breeding. And they can easily generate a lot of useful data, like genome sequence and also the molecular markers that can facilitate breeding and also the research. For QCAP project, we mainly develop leveraging the current genome resource to identify molecular markers that can facilitate disease-resistant breeding. And in this project, my group is mainly responsible for generating genotyping data for a large collections of germplasm that are available in the USDA Green Database. We focus on four crops: cucumber, watermelon, melon, and squash. For each crop, we have about 1,500 to 2,000 accessions. So we use genotyping by sequencing to genotype those accessions, and this provide a high quality SNP data for molecular marker identification, and also this information can be used to develop a core collection. That's about like 400 accessions for each species. That core collection will be deep sequenced to get a single resolution SNP data or haplotype data, and then this the seed of this 400 accessions will be propagated and distributed to the entire research community and the breeding community.
Well, my favorite cucurbit is, I do like watermelons because they're sweet and fabulous. But beside that, the melons from Central Asia are just outstanding. They have some there they call Waharman, which roughly translates into wow, what a melon. And I had the privilege of going there in 2007 and then going back in 2008 for a seed collection trip. And they can get up to about 20% soluble solids. The fruit can get up to about 35 pounds. So it's larger than their watermelons. And this is a very hot, dry climate. It does get cold in the winter, and they do have some snow, I think. And we've tried to grow some of them in California. We think they would do well in the marketplaces, a niche. And some of them will have several flavors when you take a bite of it. There will be two or three flavors, sort of like a fine wine or something like that. And they're just fabulous, just the best, juicy, crisp, sweet as can be. So that would be, I think, my favorite melon, which is kind of funny because everybody around the world thinks their melons are the best. The Chinese think their Hami melon's the best. The French think their Charente is the best. And I think I have found the best one, and it's in Central Asia. But a good melon is a wonderful thing.